okwukwa maka ọ dịghị agbaka ngọzi Chukwu ya na ọganihu so ya. Okwu ahụ ka kpọrọ okwukwa maka ọ dịghị agbaka ngọzi Chukwu ya na ọganihu so ya. Okwu ahụ ka kpọrọ okwukwe dị omimi, ewezụga okwukwe onye ga-anata ngọzi Chukwu ya na ọganihu so ya.
And this is how we are welcoming you to this morning's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Uchenna Four. We are reaching you from London, and this is the 10th of October 2014. We thank God that we are alive. And without wasting time, without mincing words, we sincerely apologize for not coming to you yesterday as a result of some issues. I was not feeling well and other things cropped up as well. Nevertheless, we are here. We are Biafrans. Nothing can crush the spirit of a determined Biafran people. As usual, if you want to listen to this broadcast, there is no other place to go other than www.radiobiafra.co, but we must warn that that website is down, and as such, as a matter of contingency, we have other websites, and these are www.ipob.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.biafravoice.com, www.biafratelevision.co. We also have www.biafratv.co. We are also on satellite. For those on satellite, of course, search for Radio Biafra under the satellite radio category, and you will be able to get this program live. We are also on TuneIn. TuneIn remains the most responsible platform for the collection of all subsistent and efficient radio stations across the globe, and Radio Biafra is one of them, and we are happy to be associated with that success. We are also on Shoutcast, and you can get Radio Biafra on one of the popular Shoutcast platforms, which is www.radioforest.net, www.radioforest.net. If you go there and search for Radio Biafra, you will be able to get this program. Once again, welcome once more from London.
Okwukwa maka ọ dịghị agbaka ngọzi Chukwu ya na ọganihu so ya.
And as always, the continuing problem we have with the callers, with the phone lines, is subsisting, and it happens from time to time. As a result, as a consequence, we apologize that we are not going to take calls on this program this morning. We are still working towards making this a reality, such that you will be able to call and contribute to the program.
ngozi chukwu ya n'oga n'iru so ya okwu ahụ ka kpọrọ okwukwa maka okwu ahụ ka kpọrọ okwukwa maka okwukwa maka ọ dị agbaka ngozi chukwu ya n'oga n'iru so ya.
And in the news headlines, we have it that General Abdul Salami Abubakar retired. One of the arch sponsors of Boko Haram has sued for peace and dialogue with Boko Haram. And Nigeria, the zoo, the most corrupt edifice on this planet Earth that cannot take care of its own citizens, has donated to the Liberian government and other African countries to combat Ebola. Of course, it is a good gesture. It is a good gesture. And we are reporting also that Nigeria is to be ranked among 10 poorest countries in 2030. And according to the United States Ambassador to Nigeria, Mr. James M. Wessel, United States is not undermining Nigeria's terrorism war. And he has admitted that the human rights abuse by the Nigerian military has deterred sale of arms to the federal government of Nigeria. And the European Union, the EU, has rejected the death sentence passed on the Nigerian military, Nigerian military officials or Nigerian soldiers who were alleged to have mutinied against the rank and file. And still on the procurement of arms, Kwakwanzo has taxed the federal government of Nigeria on due process. And we must reiterate at this particular point in time that a lot of things are happening. We are still in the second phase of the struggle for the restoration of Biafra, and the journey has just begun. There are a lot of challenges on the way. We have to navigate convoluted routes, but we must emerge victorious. It calls for courage, it calls for resilience, it calls for doggedness, and above all, truthfulness and consistency. Okwa And all indigenous citizens of Biafra, all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world are enjoined to face whatever challenges we are having at the moment head on. But one thing is clear, we are not contemplating retreating, we are not contemplating surrendering, and it is for whatever we are not going back. And this is the message that we must all be sending across to the detractors, to all enemies of indigenous people of Biafra who have brought themselves out within the perimeters and equation of constituting themselves as obstacle to the Biafra Restoration Project. And I am joined on this program this morning by Mazi Ima Madabuchi from Biafra Land. At the present, he is in the heart of the zoo called Nigeria, precisely in Lagos. And we will be joining him very soon for him to give us a more detailed news update from that particular part of the world. Yes, we will be joining Imam Madabuchi very soon from Lagos, the zoo, for him to give us the news headlines. And of course, the details in full.
Greetings, beloved people of Biafra. This is another day to discuss the challenges confronting us as a people and how those challenges must be surmounted. I welcome you once again to our broadcast today, and I go on to read the news in details. The first is on Boko Haram. Abdul Salam restates need for dialogue. A former military head of state, General Abdul Salam Abubakar, retired, has renewed the call for dialogue to resolve the Boko Haram challenge in Nigeria. The former military ruler spoke in Ado-Ekiti on Wednesday while inaugurating the administrative block of the School of Nursing at Ekiti State University Teaching Hospital. While lamenting the insurgency, which has claimed many lives and property, he said dialogue was still a veritable tool under the circumstance. He also advised politicians across party lines to imbibe the culture of peace to prevent the country's democracy from being aborted during the 2015 elections. Never in the history has our country been subjected to this kind of bloodletting and disrespect for the sanctity of human lives. There had been cruel murder and slaughtering of children as well as women who are innocent, he said. Continuing, he said the event of recent killings have shown that no one is safe. No place is safe, and no time is safe. The security problem in the country is very severe and needed all of us to search for solutions. We must dispassionately understand the problems so that we can work at the roots to provide solutions. He did not stop there. He goes on. We must therefore cooperate and all hands on deck to find solution to the crisis. We should not be looking for victory. Solutions should be the goal. He called for governments at all levels, the people at the crisis zones, security personnel and all aggrieved persons to dialogue and listen to one another for the sake of the country. But why must it always be for the sake of the country, I want to ask, and not for the sake of the people? Why must we continue to butcher and destroy innocent lives for the sake of a country that we did not bring about, that we did not ask for? That is what I want to find out. Well, he continued by saying, we must honestly look at the real issues involved and take nation and take actions. It must be accepted that the dialogue is still a veritable tool under this circumstance. The next story comes from the Nigerian government, Professor Onyebuchi Chukwu. As a matter of fact, the Nigerian Minister of Health. Nigeria donates $3.5 million to Liberia and others. The Minister of Health, Professor Onyebuchi Chukwu, on Wednesday said Nigeria had already donated $3.5 million as part of its intervention in the affected countries. Chukwu said the sum was made up of $500,000 to each of the countries and the balance to the Common ECOWAS Fund for the disease. Our next story comes from Nasarawa State. NSCDC trained 70 on anti-human trafficking in Nasarawa. Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC, in conjunction with National Agency of Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, has trained 70 officers on anti-human trafficking in Nasarawa State. This is coming in the wake of high rate of kidnapping cases in the state, ranging from theft, cultism across the state. The one-day capacity building workshop, which was tagged Revisiting the Understanding About Combating Trafficking in Human Persons, Role of NSCD as a Stakeholder in the Fight Against Human Trafficking, had in attendance NSCD officials from Lafia, Kefi, Akwanga, respectively. State Commander of NSCD, Mr. Amos Andekin, said that the unit was established on April 13, 2014, is aimed at stamping out cases of human trafficking in the state through proactive means. According to him, the unit is tasked with identifying merchants in human persons and to identify the harboring centers of the victims. He said for the new unit established by the command to achieve the set target, there was a need to collaborate with relevant agencies in the state to stem the tide of the menace. According to NSCDC boss, the command has also concluded arrangements to carry out a human trafficking awareness campaign with a view to mapping out strategies to nipping the act in the bud. The state governor, Umaru Tanko Almakura, who reiterated his administration's commitment to fight crime and other social vices in the state, assured that government will do everything humanly possible to ensure full implementation of the child rights law in the state. Our next story comes from the World Bank. He says Nigeria will be among 10 countries contributing to global poverty in 2030. The World Bank has said that Nigeria will be one of the 10 countries that in the year 2030 will remain as the main contributors to global poverty. It said that the scenario requires that in Nigeria, currently contributing heavily to global poverty numbers, growth rates need to rise, but not a degree that is entirely unimaginable. The World Bank stated that in Nigeria, the growth rate needs to pick up from 2.3 to 3.2% growth in real terms. According to the report, Nigeria will contribute another 61.5 million poor people to the global total. According to the World Bank, Much more work needs to be done to end poverty and close the gap in living standards between those in the bottom 40% and the top 60% of the population around the world. The report details for the first time the World Bank Group's twin goals of ending extreme poverty by 2030 and promoting shared prosperity, measured income growth of the bottom 40%. GMR 2014-2015 continues to monitor progress on the Millennium Development Goals. The World Bank has made great progress in the last quarter century in reducing poverty. It was cut by a stunning two-thirds, and now we have the opportunity to end poverty in less than a generation, said World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim. Our last story for today comes from Spain, and it's about Ebola. Protests in Spain over killing of infected nurse's dog. Health authorities in Spain put to death the dog of the nurse infected by the Ebola virus in Madrid, which has sparked off protests from animal rights groups. The activists scuffled with the police outside the home as the dog was being taken away. The nurse, Teresa Romero, is the first person known to have contracted the deadly virus outside Africa. Thank you. That is the news in full.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Emma, from Lagos. Thank you very much for that news. And I will now go to complete some of the news items from here and come back to you shortly. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. My name is Uchame Foh, and this is the AM edition of this program. And we welcome you from wherever you are listening. We are also reporting that the United States Ambassador to Nigeria, Mr. James M. Wessel, has said that the United States government is not undermining Nigeria's terrorism war, and has debunked the notion that his government is undermining Nigeria's effort to end the insurgency in the northeast, and adding that the war had more political undertones than a religious underpinning. The United States ambassador made this statement while addressing journalists at a press conference convened at the American University of Nigeria in Yola, adding that human rights abuses by Nigerian soldiers in the past had played a role in determining the sale of arms to Nigeria. According to This Day, a third-party news platform which is reporting this, it is now Radio Biafra, This Day had exclusively reported last month that Nigeria's efforts to procure military equipment, especially Cobra helicopters, erroneously reported as Chinook helicopters from Israel, had been blocked by the United States on the grounds of human rights abuses by the Nigerian military. The United States ambassador further observed that both major religions, Christian and Islam, had suffered colossal losses since the Boko Haram insurgency started. He said Boko Haram insurgents had grown from just a small group with arms to segmented groups that have full military training and equipment. He said the United States was heavily involved in supporting the Nigerian government's response to the Boko Haram menace. I disagree completely with these headlines. They are quite inadequate. Our two countries have strong military relationship. Over the years, we share a lot of equipment. Some of the newest vessels of your Navy came from the United States. So the idea that the United States doesn't support Nigeria is not true, the envoy said. He said the support to Nigeria was in many forms, including training of soldiers and information sharing. On his perception of Boko Haram, the ambassador said he was not sure of the group's objectives There are still some open questions on who they are, what they want. A year ago, I would have said they were religiously motivated. But as they killed more and more Muslims, it is hard for me to believe that they were motivated by religion. Who are these guys and what do they want? I don't think we really understand them. Nwusu said he observed that Boko Haram had gone beyond being a small insurgent group with a couple of guns to a very effective collection of conventional force. Of course, what Nwusu is saying is obvious. From what he is saying, it is obvious that he does not understand the geopolitics of the zoo called Nigeria. The United States government, is right in refusing Nigerian government arms, but should also get the picture right. Boko Haram is religiously and politically motivated. Religiously, in the sense that they are killing Christians, and any Christian in that region or anybody that does not believe in the ideology, they kill that person. Politically, because the North, as a geopolitical entity, wants to wrestle power by all means. They want to continue to dominate the politics of the zoo called Nigeria, and they have unleashed Boko Haram by all means on anybody who is on their way. But Nemesis has its way as well, because he cannot kill and spill millions of people and shed their blood with impunity and expect to just go away like that. The spirit of millions of Biafrans and other innocent citizens of other ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in this contraption called Nigeria are crying for vengeance. And Nigeria will never know peace. That is just it. It is moral, spiritual than any other thing. It is nature. And this is retributive justice. We are also reporting that the European Union, EU, has rejected the death sentence handed to 12 Nigerian soldiers by the General Court Martial in Nigeria for an alleged mutiny. The EU, in a statement issued yesterday on the occasion of the World Day Against Death Penalty, condemned all death sentences, especially after mass trials, as was the case with Nigerian soldiers. The Union, headed by Secretary General Mr. Thorbjørn Jagland, argued that execution had stopped in that region of the world for close to two decades. According to the statement on the European and World Day Against Death Penalty, the European Union and the Council of Europe reaffirmed their strong and absolute opposition to capital punishment in all cases and under all circumstances, and their commitment to its worldwide abolition. We are deeply concerned about setbacks in some countries, such as recent mass trials leading to vast number of death sentences. No execution has taken place in a number of states in the last 17 years. The European Union and the Council of Europe welcome the fact that all member states of the European Union have now ratified both Protocol 6 and 13 to the European Convention on Human Rights, and urge all other European states that have not yet done so to sign and ratify these instruments, which aim at abolition of the death penalty. Of course, this is what the zoo is all about. The Nigerian military officials, their rank and file, are running away from Boko Haram because they do not have enough firepower to confront Boko Haram. Nigerian military is depleted. All the things they are saying are propaganda, and it is instructive that everybody who is not original to the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria, if you are not an indigenous there, especially Biafrans, it is instructive that you leave that place, because Nigerian military, Nigerian government has no intention to defend you. Whatever you think, whatever you can muster to say is obviously going to be null and void. The head and tail of it is that there is no protection for you in the northern part of Nigeria. If you are a Biafran, leave that place now. And it is also very important that you know that the country that claimed to be your government or to be protecting you is not interested in your safety. And so you must make every available arrangement to defend yourself. And that is what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing at the moment, that we must defend ourselves, we must defend our fatherland, because the enemies are coming. We are reporting that Governor Rabiu Okpanso of Kano has advised President Goodluck Jonathan-led federal government to follow due process in the procurement of arms to confront Boko Haram insurgency in the north. This was just as his counterpart in Lagos State, Babatunde Fashola, who described laws and constitutionality as the bedrock of any nation, said the application of the cremation and public health laws gave each state a breakthrough in its fight against the dreaded Ebola virus. Speaking in Adoekiti yesterday after commissioning the Ireburnt brick industry, revamped by Governor Kayode Fayemi, Kwakwanzo stated that the seizure of over $15 million by South African security from some Nigerians under the guise of procuring arms of the Nigerian army or for the Nigerian army could be counterproductive, except the country took a decisive action to check the recurrence. Kwakwanzo also urged that all well-meaning Nigerians must rise up to protect the judiciary for the sustenance of countries fledging democracy, describing the alleged invasion of courts in Ekiti State by hoodlums a couple of weeks ago as high point of impunity. The governor said, as a former minister of defense, I am quite aware that there are rules of engagement in the procurement of arms. We have to follow due process so that the process will not be abused and that the country will not be ridiculed. These are some of the news items we have. These are some of the news items we have on this program this morning. And we continue to encounter some difficulties in taking calls. But if anybody wants to try, call +447 448 1091, +447 448 1091, or simply call the other line, which is +447 440 531 583, +447 440 531 583. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. I will now go to Imamada Abuchi in Lagos, the zoo, the heart of the zoo called Nigeria, to get his perspective and opinion on the news items and accompanying news summaries that we have read. Emma, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Uche.
Right, okay.
Thank you, my brother. I will agree with you on this issue of the U.S. envoy, that he does not seem to fully grasp the issues at stake. The issue here is not whether Boko Haram is killing Christians and Muslims. The issue here is their target, the objective. What was the reason for the setting up of Boko Haram? What was the target of those who sponsored them? The target is to exterminate Christians. It's either Christians bow to their religion or they exterminate them. They have vowed in the past, they continue to vow that they are going to dip the Quran in the sea. And so that is the basic issue. And when you see that Muslims are dying, perhaps there are Muslims who are not as diehard as they are, or there are Muslims who are sympathetic to Christians, or there are Muslims who are in the crossfire, what you will call collateral damage. Because these people are so mean, they are ready to kill their own just to get at their target. That is what is happening. That they kill Christians and kill Muslims is not an explanation that it is not religious. It is religious, pure and simple. The long and the short of it is that it is a religious war they are waging on those who don't believe in their God. That is that. I want to go back to the issue of Abdulsalami Abubakar, where he was lamenting the insurgency that has claimed many lives with properties destroyed. He said dialogue was still a veritable tool under the circumstance. He also advised particular politicians across party lines to imbibe the culture of peace to prevent the country's democracy from being aborted during the 2015 elections. And I ask, does Nigeria have a democracy? What we have on ground, is it democracy? And you know it is not. Everybody knows it is not. To start with, they first of all structure this country in a way that it will favor them. Good luck, Jonathan, emerged by chance. And you can see how they are running helter-skelter, doing everything to make sure that the good luck, Jonathan, does not get there the next time. Because he's a Biafran. He got there by chance. The structure of Nigeria has been structured so that the North will always win the elections. The population of the country was rigged for their benefit. Everything has been rigged for their benefit. Then they came and split the country. Without anybody's consent, they split the country and continue to give the North a majority so that they will continue to override everybody else. So there is no democracy anymore. Even now, because they are afraid that Jonathan may be able to manipulate the process and win, they are also manipulating more and more and more. Look at the new polling centers that they have created. People who understand are shouting. Because with those polling centers that they have created, there is no way Jonathan will win an election. So there is no democracy. What he's only afraid of is that the structures they put in place may be eroded as Biafra is coming. That is what they are afraid of. That is why he wants peace. He said he wants dialogue. But they have been killing Biafrans, Biafran agitators, peaceful agitators, who only go out and say, give us Biafra, just with Biafran flag. They will send police to massacre them. He has never thought of dialoguing with them. Our brother is still in their detention, incommunicado. We don't know what is happening to him. Biafran Zionist Movement leader, Benjamin Onwuka. He has not talked of dialoguing with them. Are they not human beings? So to tell you that these people are deceptive, they are dishonest. He says he's looking for peace, he's not looking for peace. It's because they are involved.
Yes, my brother.
It's because they are involved.
Before you continue, the Nigerian government is doing nothing because there are still some pro-Biafra groups who say that they are representing Biafrans, advocating for them, even in court, who are encouraging Nigerian government by implication because they say that they are subservient to Nigerian laws, they are Nigerian citizens, and as such, they are not interested in fighting for the release of their brother and brothers, other pro-Biafra group agitators like Ben Onwuka and his men, and even other MASOB members. To them, they have said that Ben Onwuka and the others are violating the law and that they are not going to advocate for the rights or defense of the rights of those who have violated Nigerian law. And I ask, freedom fighters have nothing to do with law of their oppressor. They have nothing to do with it. In the first place, what has given rise to the agitation and to the protests against the oppressor has been the trampling on the rights of the oppressed. and in this case, the Biafran people, the Nigerian government, the Nigerian establishment, have made it practically impossible for Biafrans to be regarded as human beings in that particular contraption called Nigeria. All the human rights, substantial human rights of Biafran people have been trampled upon. Their freedoms have been curtailed. Their economic interests have been targeted. They are politically disenfranchised. And so, if anybody is against their oppressor, if any of the Biafran people, if any of the Biafran citizens rise up to challenge the zoo called Nigeria, I don't see anything reasonable in somebody coming out to say that they are violating the laws of Nigeria, because in the first place, Nigeria is lawless. Continue, my brother.
Yes, thank you. Even if they say that they are obeying the laws of Nigeria, is Nigeria obeying the law that Nigeria kept? You took a people and kept them incommunicado. Nobody knows where they are. Is that what the law says? Why haven't they asked to, that we people should see Benjamin Onwuka and his colleagues? You took him and took him where we don't know, when he supposed, the offense you say he committed is in Biafra land.
Yes.
How many Boko Haram members have you brought from the north to Biafra land to try? Let's just leave it at that. But because even if they say they are obeying Nigerian law, is Nigeria obeying that law? Haven't they seen that Nigeria is not obeying that law? That's by the way. Now, Abdul Salami goes forward to say, never in the history has our country been subjected to this kind of bloodletting and disrespect for sanctity of human life. And I say it's a lie. We have been butchered in the 1667. We are butchered. This is not the first time. It has been happening. Biafrans, we are butchered everywhere in the north. So this is not the first time it's happening. He said there have been cruel murder and slaughtering of children as well as women who are innocent. Fine, but it has happened before. It is happening today because it happened before. Nobody was tried. Nobody was held responsible for anything. He goes on to say, the event of recent killings have shown that no one is safe. No place is safe and no time is safe. The likes of Abdul Salami, Abubakar, Buhari and Babangida, they are safe. Nothing will happen to them. They are safe. It is people like us who are bearing the brunt of what they have created. Then he says the security problem in the country is very severe and needed all of us to search for solution. We must dispassionately understand the problem so that we can work at the roots to prefer solutions. And I say, where is the root? If Abdul Salami is serious about working at the roots, then he should know that the root is understanding that we are forced together as a people. And he should not continue to force people to belong to a country they don't want to belong to. That is the root. I know how our people fought. Biafrans were not conquered. Let me say, Igbos were not conquered completely by the Europeans until 1920 or about 1921-29. I know how we fought. I know of the Ekumeku War. I know of even how they conquered the Bini people, the Bini massacre. So we are forced. It is not these things that they organize their friends and organize their stooges to come and discuss. They say they are doing national conference. And they leave out the people who are really agitating that they need space, they need some air in what this thing they call Nigeria. So that is it. The root is, how were we brought here? How did we become a country? And if they say that what we are saying is a lie, let them go and do a referendum in Biafra land. And let's know whether the people want to stay in this contraption or not. It's not a matter of they stay in Abuja and decide what they like, and they force it down the throat of people and we accept it, and people are clapping for them. So he said we must therefore cooperate, and all hands must be on deck to find solution to the crisis. Who are the we? Who has the we? Is it the we that rewrote Nigerian national anthem and branded themselves the compatriots?
Yeah, after killing us, they are now looking for peace on the blood of Biafrans spilled on the streets of northern Nigeria. They are now looking for peace.
Yeah, that is it. But even the peace they say they are looking for, they're sincere about the peace. They are not sincere. That is my take, is that they are not sincere. So if I must continue, I'll say that it must be for the sake of the country. Like he said, for the sake of the country? Why must it be for the sake of the country? I know that countries are established to take care of the citizens, not the other way around. You continue to kill people, you continue to spill blood, you continue to massacre people because you want to keep Nigeria war. Who is, for whose interest? He should stop deceiving people. They should stop deceiving people. They should go and ask the people, what do you want? Not that you force Nigeria down the throat of everybody, and everybody that raises up his head against you, you kill. And you say you are building a... How can you build a country on the blood of the innocent? It's not possible. And every day they fly a flag with no a flag that they say is virgin. No stroke of red to show that blood has been spilled. They deceive themselves, think they are deceiving everybody. So he said we must honestly look at the real issues involved and take actions. It must be accepted that dialogue is still a veritable tool under these circumstances. I've said it before. If he loves dialogue, he knows what to do. They should come to us and ask us how do we want to get out of the contraption, because we are not interested. We have been killed enough. We have been murdered enough. We have been humiliated enough. We have been deprived enough for saying that we don't want to belong with them. So the dialogue should be with us, not even with Boko Haram. Because if the likes of him wants to stop Boko Haram today, they will stop them. I don't know, Uche, whether I should continue with the next one.
Yes, go ahead. I have something to... Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
The Minister of Health, Professor Onyebuchi Chukwu, on Wednesday said Nigeria had already donated 3.5 million as part of its intervention. You have hit the nail on the head there. It is a good gesture. But what about your people? Do you go pretending that everything is all right with you when everything is not all right with you? While you want to show that, you should be able to take care of your people. There are so many things that go to our land and see the roads, the so-called federal roads, and see how they are. And you are dashing out money for people to see you as something, as a good person. That's where I will rest it. They should first of all take care of their people, because in the end, it is their people that is their people. The other ones are not their people. Unless they do not even understand this.
And Marvin, apart from that one again, you see, Nigeria was providing some regional West African countries electricity in the last 20 decades or thereabouts.
Yes.
But today, yes, Ghana is about providing Nigeria electricity. And Nigeria has oil, they have everything. And in fact, Nigeria defies every logic. It is against the law of nature. And that is why that country must disappear, either peacefully or violently, because it is the most corrupt edifice on this planet Earth. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay. In Nasarawa State, Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, in conjunction with National Agency for Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, has trained 70 officers on anti-human trafficking in Nasarawa State. This is coming in the wake of high rate of kidnapping cases in the state, ranging from theft, cultism across the state. I don't need to continue with this. The long and the short of it is that they are treating the effect and not the cause. Why are people being kidnapped? Why are people kidnapping people? The place is like a hellhole. It's like a hellhole. That is why people wanting how to live, they take laws into their hands. They should take care of their people. They should first of all tell us to go our own way. Tell every people who are being hampered to go their own way, so that they will go and organize themselves. Because nobody is organizing anybody. What they do is take people's money and run away. So nobody is organizing. They should allow Biafrans to go. Let us go and organize our land. And by the time they face the problem, their own problem, and organize their land, such things will not occur. The other story here, is Nigeria will be among the 10 countries contributing to global poverty in 2030. World Bank has said that Nigeria will be one of the 10 countries that in the year 2030 will remain as main contributors to global poverty. Just as you said, like you said, there are some things we used to do as a country. This country used to be better than this. But where are we now? things continue to deteriorate from year to year, from day to day, from month to month. Why? Because the country is a fraud. The country was not organized to help anybody. The country was not organized for the citizens. It was organized for the Europeans and their stooges here, who they are using in their neo-colonialist quest. That's what the country is. So that is why we continue to deteriorate. They should let people who don't want to remain in that country to go. That is the simple thing. And you will see peace will return. You see sanity will return. You see people will begin to work for their own people. They should allow people who want to exit to exit. People who want space to go. They should not continue to hold people down because Britain wants them to hold people down. They should allow the people to go. We want to leave the contraption. We don't want to remain here. If they doubt me, let them go to the streets and ask the people. It's not by cowering people, by hounding people and killing our people on the streets when they raise their head to say, this is what we want. They should allow us to go. We don't want to remain in Nigeria. We are Biafrans. We have been Biafrans before the Europeans came, and we are still Biafrans. It is in our blood. They can't take it away. They can only try to force us. They have tried it for more than 100 years. It has not worked. To force us to be one. We are not one. The other one is the protest in Spain over the killing of a nurse's dog. A nurse's dog. These are people who, apart from having value for human life, they now have value for animal life. But I don't know, have they not been seeing that our people are being killed every day for them to protest that we should be left alone? This is also a lesson to our people. Those people who are in the helm of affairs, who are piloting affairs, whose business is to kill people, to force them to become what they want to, what they don't want to be, that they should value human life. All these buying arms, they are buying arms here. It's destroying even the economy. That's why we are not growing. That's why we are not making progress. You are buying arms, the arms you are supposed to use to build infrastructures, to raise the living condition of the people. You are using them to buy arms, to fight people who say they don't want to be with you. If you ask me, I don't have any business going to fight Boko Haram. Let them keep their Sharia there, but let them not come down south. So leave them, let them take their Sharia, like Oka tried to do, Gideon Oka, when he did coup. Leave them, let them go and take their Sharia and leave us alone. Let us take our Biafra. That is what we want. Forget buying arms. Stop buying arms. You buy arms, you enrich other economies. Our own is dying. Leave people who want to go. Stop fighting them. I don't see, there's no sense in trying to force somebody into what he does not want to be. Go and ask them. Do all of you agree to go your Sharia way? And let them go. See what happened in Scotland. They asked them, do you want to go? Well, from what we have seen, they said no, to an extent, apart from the other stories we are hearing. But at least they were asked, come and ask us. Let me see whether you will get 5% of the people that says they want to remain in Nigeria. Remain in Nigeria for what? Let me raise my case here now, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. And that is our brother, Imam Mada Abuchi, from, of course, from Biafra land, but at the moment in the heart of the zoo called Nigeria, and precisely in Lagos. He is and remains one of the committed and diehard Biafran, a citizen of Biafra to the core. May God continue to bless you and bless your family, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra, where you are. Thank you very much for that, Emma. Thank you. Thank you very much. And this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Very shortly, we will be closing this program for some strategic reasons. But one thing is clear, that Nigeria, as a corrupt edifice, has fallen foundation right from time. And as you can see, everything happening in Nigeria today has no solution. It is nemesis, because Nigeria has mothered blood, or Nigeria has mothered sleep, and they have each and every official of that Nigerian establishment has blood in their hands, and they cannot exonerate themselves from all the ills, all the crimes, all the heinous crimes being committed against the oppressed people of Biafra, and indeed that of other ethnic nationalities lumped together with Biafrans in that particular contraption. It is also a responsibility to the international community, especially Britain, to take a cue in what happened in Britain when Scotland were allowed, the Scottish people were allowed to conduct a referendum to decide whether they are going to still be in the Union or not. Britain can as well, if they have that moral rectitude, if they have that moral impetus, they must impress on the rogue Nigerian state to conduct referendum of all ethnic nationalities that are lumped together, because in the first place there was no agreement to come together as Nigeria. In contrast, or by contrast, Britain is a union of willing independent states, and they came together, they have act of union, especially Scotland and England, to unite, to work together, to live together, and they have articles of that union. You don't have it in the zoo called Nigeria. Rather, people are lumped together by force, by coercion, and it is the responsibility of all men and women of goodwill and the responsible members of the international community to undo this mess, to undo this monster, to undo this monster which they have brought together, that the people of God will be freed, that the people of God will have their freedom to choose where to be and where not to be. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we will be back in a minute, and we will, of course, descend to ending this program. As announced earlier, we are unable to take calls on this program. This program had actually started earlier than 7 a.m. and we will be proceeding to ending this program at any particular point in time. Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and very soon we will be ending this program. A lot of things are happening in the Biafra Restoration Project as we speak, and there are a lot of challenges, and what we are telling you is to brace up, because the journey has just begun. This is the real test of the indigenous people of Biafra, the real test of the resolve of the indigenous people of Biafra. We must continue to move without any distraction. It is either we are in or we are out. This is Radio Biafra, the AM edition for the 10th of October 2014. and I have been speaking with a brother, one of our staunch and resilient brother, a citizen of indigenous people of Biafra, a citizen of Biafra, to the core. Maze Imam Mada Abuchi, I will be going back to Imam Mada Abuchi, who is in Biafra land but presently in Lagos, to give us his closing remarks on this program while we proceed to substantively ending this program this morning. Imam, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, Uche, I'm hearing you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The major issue which I have canvassed today and which I will continue to canvass all the days of my life, notwithstanding the persecutions, notwithstanding the deprivations all along the way, is that my people, the Biafran people, want out of this contraption called Nigeria. We have made that choice 47 years ago, for which we were killed, butchered, bombed in our towns and villages. We were chased to our towns and villages. We were killed, we were murdered, we were butchered, we were stabbed. We have made that choice. And that choice remains, that we want out of this contraption called Nigeria. That is my message. That is what I have come with today. That is what I am preaching. Nigeria, let us go. Just like Moses told Pharaoh in the Bible, let my people go. I am saying to Nigeria, let my people go. Leave us alone. We need space. We need some air. You are stifling us. We don't want to be under your yoke any longer. Give us space. Let my people go. Thank you, my people of Biafra. And God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Once more, that was our brother, Imam Mada Abuchi, a citizen of Biafra, one of our correspondents. And he is presently in the heart of the zoo called Lagos. Imam, thank you very much. And of course, as always, we can count on you. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the AM edition, and we are reaching from London. Noah, Nakajida, Noah, Konya, Diwaka. And that is how it is been. This has been the Radio Biafra Live production for this morning, the 10th of October 2014. We have reached you from London. My name is Uche Mefo, and we enjoin you to join us later in the evening for the second edition of the program. We thank you for listening. We also apologize for not being able to take calls this morning. We are working assiduously hard to make sure that the call channels are fixed. Nevertheless, we must continue to march on. The journey has just begun. The second phase of the quest for the restoration of Biafra is in earnest, and it is in full gear, irrespective of what people are saying. There are so many things you don't know that are going on the ground, and the information you have is and must be based on the need to know basis. You don't have to know everything. This is freedom fighting. We thank you once again, and we urge you to keep on keeping on. This is Radio Biafra, and this is your platform. And from your sincere HMFO, it is good morning from London. May God continue to bless and keep us. May He continue to restore us. May He continue to renew us. And may He continue to revive us. And more importantly, may He help us to make Biafra a reality.
Yeah.